Hey everybody, it's Licorice here, and have to say, I had an explosion of creativity the last 2 days as of recording this. I did mention that in my more recent audio that I posted on Backstage. If you haven't caught it, give it a listen. It is a cover of a metal song, but it's done in kazoo, so it is far easier to probably listen to. It sounds delightfully shitty. It will delight a lot of folks, so shameless plug done and over with. I got a couple of other ones, and I got one that's almost done. I do want to say, the addition of percussion on my legs has been an interesting include in these new ones. I never really thought hard on doing that, but I think it kind of rounds things out well for certain tracks. I think there are songs where I wouldn't want to do that because I think the noise kind of detracts from it. I think there are times when it's not meant to be used. I do have two currently that don't have that, and I want to think about trying to put stuff over it. I'm like, nah, kind of, nah. But anyway, so show notes done and away. I'm probably going to do at least one or two more this week, I'm thinking. Now, backtracking a little bit. I did mention in the Backstage post that I have been having to quarantine. And the reason for that is unfortunately I got the COVID. Don't really know 100% how I got it. I have a very good suspicion, and it kind of, if that's how it happened, then it's something that slipped up at work when I was probably maybe not being super careful. That's very likely how I got it, because some people in my office already got it. So, anyway, yeah, I started feeling shitty over the weekend, and then I got tested, and yeah, it was all like, yo, you positive though. I'm like, okay, well, that sucks. Thankfully, I have the luxury of working from home, so I've been doing that. I took one day off just to kind of get some preliminary resting, and then I've been working from home. Honestly, it's been pretty mild for a COVID-19 thing, and that's kind of what I expected. I have a pretty decent immune system. I almost never get sick, so honestly, I would think that almost a standard common cold would have maybe been worse. Maybe considering like at least that has like loads of congestion and I haven't had any of that. I had intermittent muscle aches, but I haven't had those literally like for the last like 3 days. And I've had it since earlier this week. The loss of taste and smell are still pretty there. The smell, I can kind of get faint whiffs of certain stuff if I'm like really close to it, like spices or like some sorts of like different cleaning products and stuff are strong enough to kind of break through, but even then it's like really faint. The taste though, that's not back at all. I do have my, what's it called, chemisthesis or whatever. It's that thing that lets you kind of tell if there's like acid and stuff in your mouth. So like when I'm eating something, I can't taste it, but I can tell like, oh, this is like really like acidic, or like I can tell that there's mint or spice or something. I think that's all kind of in that. So I still have that, which might be a good sign because some people lose that. I'm a little worried because, for one, the fact that it often takes weeks for the shit for your taste to recover really sucks. I don't know if y'all know this about me, but I really like food. I really like complex food. So losing out on that for a while really sucks. I've been eating basically almost nothing but soup. There's really like very little reason for me to eat anything else. I can't taste it anyway. But hey, at least the soup's cheap and I didn't pay for any of it. I had some friends and family that have come together and really helped me out to, with cold meds and food and so on and so forth. I've been really blessed. So it really was about as good as it was probably going to get in terms of getting COVID. The biggest thing that sucks about COVID is that I was going to play with my band pretty soon. And obviously, with my isolation date being kind of close and the fact that we're not going to get to practice and just it just sucks. We haven't played in a while because of quarantine. I was really looking forward to it. That's getting nixed. And we were going to play later this year, I guess operating under the assumption that maybe things are going to get better. And every time I think that, it doesn't. Keep getting hoodwinked, so I don't really know what's going to go on with that. So honestly, that's the biggest thing that kind of sucks right now about it. Everything else, I can get back on the, I can get back in the saddle and figure it out, but yeah, so yeah, COVID sucks. Sucks pretty bad. It doesn't appear I've transmitted it to anybody. That's a good thing. At least I don't have to feel bad about that. And being home so much and not being able to leave my room has gave me the recourse to look up that Band Lab app on my phone that I downloaded a while back. Hayes, other AKA Hellenbach, he told me about that app or something similar, and he was like, "Yeah, I do all my recording on my phone and I edit it on my phone." And I was like, "I gotta look into that." And that's 'cause my laptop sucks, and I've really been putting off actually buying like a new computer for myself, and so my editing options were limited. But that BandLab app for like simple stuff, like modulating how much of a track is in each earbud and like general volume levels, for the simple shit I want to do, is pretty much all I generally need. I mean, I'm generally pretty good at knowing like how far I have to be away from my phone to make sure things aren't too loud. I mean, it's not going to be perfect, but for those purposes, it doesn't need to be like super on point. I've never really been someone who made a big deal out of editing for stuff I put on Reddit, with few exceptions in the past, for things, but generally speaking, I look at this more of as a hobby, and I don't like it feeling like work. Real work and real editing is for stuff like what my band does. That's stuff that, we're gonna hopefully make some money on, although it's probably not gonna be much. Make some money on stuff that we can feel like we can actually peddle at shows and so on and so forth. So that's stuff I feel like that's real editing work. That's stuff that requires real polish. I'm never going to put that kind of time or effort into like little willy-nilly things that I make. No issues with people who do want to do that, 'cause it's all fun. It's all about what people want to get out of things and what they're willing to put in. But for me, spontaneous janky bullshit is just kind of where I'm at, and it's simpler than I expected to be able to throw shit together. So anyways, I hope that everybody had a wonderful holiday season. I think it's been since not even New Year's, I think, when I posted my mental health audio. I mentioned that I was gonna go to therapy, And I have been. Obviously, that's being put on hold because of catching COVID, which sucks, but I feel like that has been constructive. It's been pretty good. I'm gonna continue to go. I feel like I have lots and lots of things to work out in my head, things like that. But I mean, I do feel like I've been doing better. It's not perfect, but it has been better. It has definitely been better. I can say that. In general, I mean, even though the things overall in the world are kind of getting worse, things for me have kind of been getting better for the most part. So that's nice. I am looking forward to when I can fucking get drink a beer and enjoy a beer and relax. I'm looking forward to the point when I can eat some pizza and enjoy it. I'm looking forward to the occasional bit of karaoke, although I have to admit, I am a little bit not as excited about doing stuff like that anymore, because of, my experience of getting COVID and never wanting to do that again. I guess karaoke every other week is not so bad. But I'm definitely going to be going out to restaurants and stuff less. I have admittedly been going out to restaurants, not all the time, but more than is probably responsible. So I'm gonna almost stop doing that. Although I will say again, when I caught COVID, it was not from being at a public place because I did not go to a public place like within roughly like the amount of time it takes to gestate when I started feeling it. I was not at a public location. I was definitely at work. Well, like, maybe I caught it from therapy. I don't know. That seems very unlikely. Because I was only there for like a little bit and I was masked and like. Anyway, so. But anyway, you guys probably don't want to hear me continue to ramble on. I hope that you enjoyed this. I hope that you are being safe. I hope that, this provides some degree of positivity for you if you need it. Another wonderful thing is, of course, being home and in my room more means that I have lots of time to be with Pug. He's been antsy because he has to be quarantined with me, but he has also been enjoying the fact that he's getting more time with me at the same time. He is, of course, a cuddly, snuggly bug. God, I have a couple of things I really want to do. It's been nagging at me. Like, I've got some Magic the Gathering decks that I kind of want to update, but I'm trying not to take any more trips than is necessary in like touching things. And like, I've been double masking and I wash my hands every time I have to leave my room. So, I've been doing everything I can to not go into the common area so much. Not that I was going a lot, but I'm trying to keep it down as much as I can. So, but hey, it's pretty good stuff overall. Anyways, now we're about there. So, again, be safe, be smart. If you get COVID, it's not the end of the world, unless, you're high risk, maybe. I don't know. If you're not high risk, though, it's not the end of the world. It's gonna probably be like a cold, but you'll miss your taste. I will say that. And anyways, thanks for listening. I hope you have a wonderful night. Look forward to more kazoo stuff that I'll be putting out and maybe other random stuff. Who knows? Have a good evening, all. Bye.